This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Occupation no more!
Occupation no more!
What do we do?
A pro-Palestinian demonstration on New York's Wall Street demanding justice for Palestinians as European Union leaders urged pauses in Israeli bombing and Hamas rocket attacks so humanitarian aid could be delivered to Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden told Iran's supreme leader not to target U.S. personnel in the Mideast after a warning from Iran for the United States at the United Nations on Thursday.
But I warn, if the genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared from this fire. It is our home, and West Asia is our region.
Iran's foreign minister, he said that Hamas has told Iran it was ready to release civilian hostages, adding the world should push for the release of 6,000 Palestinians in Israeli prisons. The Russian military has been executing its own soldiers. Here's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
We have information that the Russian military has been actually executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders. We also have information that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units if they seek to retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
Kirby says it shows how badly the Russians have executed the war. They believe Russia has suffered thousands of casualties in the offensive. He says they are using what you call a human wave, where you just throw soldiers at the front line and more soldiers.